Today, we are going to talk about some positives of the situation we're all facing across the world. So obviously, coronavirus has businesses shutting down. People are unable to have childcare for their children. So they're looking for other ways to make money. So we're just so blessed being here in Gemini with the Gemini family to be able to make money while working from home, from our phones. So I just wanted to give ourselves a little round of applause for that. And to Jay, if he's on here yet, just for thanking him for this opportunity that we can still make money from home. So that's a blessing in itself. But tonight, what we're gonna do is really talk about the power of social media, especially in a time like this where people are really confined to their homes. They're looking for another option, whether it's to make money, maybe they want an environment of friends because they're missing that social interaction. Gemini really does provide a solution to all of those things, including the health benefits as well. So there were actually two emails that were sent earlier today from corporate. One was to our Gemini family internally, just to remind you all when sharing testimonies about the products, just make sure that you put in, there's the specific sentence that you should add in that I'll provide in Gemini University that basically just says that we're not making any medical claims because the FDA is really coming down hard on companies that do say their products heal or cure. So that material is actually in your back office under things to avoid saying. So, and that's under your Gemini tools. But like I said, tonight we're going to talk about creating events on Facebook. And we have two very special co-hosts tonight with me who are going to walk you through step by step their success story and how you guys can duplicate for not only yourselves, but your teams on how to create Facebook events that are really going to help leverage and drive your business. So without further ado, I'd love to bring on our leader, Colette Sawaski from Canada.
I am muted. I'm good.
Okay.
Thanks, Sam. Happy to see you guys. You know, in my last 4.5 years of my journey inside of network marketing, I've learned to just follow what others do inside the space. Do what others have done. And I watched a video not too long ago. If you guys know me, you know I like to follow Sarah Robbins. And she's very successful in her company. She talked about how when she joined her network marketing company, it was in 2008, and she's a kindergarten teacher by trade. And within the first year, she was able to replace that teaching income with network marketing. And then within 3 years, 2008, 2009, and 2010, she was able to make an income of 6 figures a month. She talked about in 2008 in the US, how the economy had really plummeted. She talked about how in times of when the economy is in distress, network marketing is really a great space to be in. People are looking for opportunity. Now, for us, we have what Jay likes to call the perfect storm. We have health and wellness, really great products that stand true and produce results that are positively beneficial to everyone. We're in the network marketing space, which means we can market globally from our phone with technology in today's day. And we're a wellness company, we're network marketing, and we've got the products. It's a perfect storm. Now, here we are in trying times. So it's about being creative. So about a year ago, last January, back before I get into that, Sarah Robbins also talked about back in 2008, what really created an increase for her and her success was utilizing tools and developing systems that people could duplicate. So that's what we're talking about today. Last year in January, I challenged my team to create Facebook Live launches. And Sam's going to go through the gist of that after. But really, it's like having a home party on your phone. And everybody can join it from the couch. How many of you guys have been to a Tupperware party or a candle party, supported your friends, gone to the home, got a gift? Maybe you signed up to have a party and then you got a hostess gift. This is the exact same idea, except it's created on your phone and you create the event privately and then you select your friends on Facebook to join it. And so we did that last January and we did a good 4-month run of it. And we had so many rank advancements within our team by doing that. I mean, we're talking hundreds of people were literally exposed to Gemini and what the products were. So stay tuned for some apps that are really go over with you on how to do that and start doing it. I think now more than ever, it's a really, we're all supposed to like stay home. Schools are shutting down, businesses from home to continue to share what we have. Because more now than ever, the world is looking for the products that we have to help with their health and their wellness and their loved ones as well. And so that's what we did, and it was powerful. Then after, what was it, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we launched Gemini Cares. So when I decided to really step into my place as a leader, I realized that I needed to really develop and be creative. Try to understand what it is the field really needs. The company that we're with you guys gives us everything. They do a phenomenal job in terms of the pictures we use, the verbiage to use, you know, our Be Gemini official, our Be Gemini, the corporate pages. They really brilliantly put together everything. And so for me, even with the Facebook Live launches, I've just robbed and duplicated what they give us. And then it stays within the realm of what Samantha was talking about earlier with verbiage and what to say and what not to say. And you really just, they do all the legwork for you. Now you just rob and duplicate it, make it your own, get creative with it. So when Gemini Cares launched, being a Canadian, I could sit there and go, oh, you know, that really doesn't pertain to me. Like that has nothing to do with me. So that sucks. But I didn't. I went, you know what? This is so exciting. How can I figure out to utilize this amazing program with Americans that I don't know and bring them to my team, bring them to my organization, and give them a stellar quality service that Gemini provides for them, which is healthcare. Millions of Americans don't have healthcare. And as a Canadian, how do I do that? I know I have social media, but how do I make that first connection? Now, we've also had some really great trainings on the Gemini Cares. And the gentlemen that have come on and trained with us the last 2-3 weeks have really given us verbiage. Sam's posted it in Gemini University. So just how to really use that verbiage to make that first connection. Now, remember, you guys, it's going to take 7 to 10 exposures. That is the rule inside of network marketing, 7 to 10 exposures before someone will bite. And really, it's because this is a relationship business. So do not expect, you know, to share and boom, you've got it. Always go in expecting this is the first exposure. You know, now I'm going to do the follow-up. And then I'm going to, you know, and build that relationship. That's what it's about. So when that one that was launched, I really had a vision of a package, something that I could give to a complete stranger in a small business, whether it be in person or send an email or like phone a small business. I tell people on my team in Canada, pick a city in the US, Google locally owned businesses inside that city, write down the numbers and addresses, and start calling. What does Jim Rohn say? You're going to talk, when you talk to 10, you're going to get one. Talk to 10, you're going to get one. Just start calling people. Now more than ever, that's what we have to do because we're like being forbidden to go outside. We're being forbidden to be in public. And it's just the beginning. They say this kind of lockdown of the world is going to peak at about 3 or 4 months. So we got 3 or 4 months of this, guys. So we've got to be creative. So now's the perfect time to get together and discuss how can we do this and be and have it be effective and powerful. So I realized that I needed help. Like I had a vision, but I didn't understand exactly how I wanted it to look. I knew what I wanted it to do. And so I called my good friend, Melanie Jackson. She's a wizard on the computer and she's very wonderful with communication and she understands. We kind of just think along the same lines and stuff. So I want to bring on Melanie right now. I'm just going to have Melanie introduce herself. And then she's going to go in and talk about this business letter that we created that Sam's going to get into later, why we created it, and you know, just really how to utilize it and make it effective.
Whoa, it's dark in here. Hello, everyone. My name's Melanie Jackson. I live in the small city, I guess, of Weyburn, Saskatchewan. Jay so fondly remembers it as way cold, but it's not so cold this year. A little bit about me. I'll just go quick. I'm a mom of three fabulous boys and 4.5 grandchildren coming. And I love this business. I love the people I've met, and it's so much fun. I was introduced to this business just about 2 years ago now by my good friend, Sherry Cleesby. And gosh, we've had so much fun meeting people and traveling to events. Earlier this year, Sam and the corporate team had done a lot of talking about goal setting. And one of my goals is to step out of my comfort zone and become a more visible and inspiring leader. So here I am on my very first corporate call, nervous as heck, but I'm truthfully so very, very humbled to be here and humbled and just thankful to be a part of this company. So a little bit about how Colette had started talking about how she had had this vision. And we were just talking about what it was going to be like. And what she kind of spoke to me about was she wanted something impactful, like a powerful bundle of information that you could just hand to someone, that something that brought together all of the brilliant marketing materials that corporate has compiled for us within our websites and our apps, but kind of in a Coles Notes version. We wanted something tangible that you could hand to someone, because I know for myself, I can scroll through stuff really quickly and it doesn't really sink in. But this is something that you hand to somebody, they can put it in their pocket, take it home, but they're going to have to take it out of their pocket and look at it again. And it's just about first exposures, right? So, we want to have something that people could look at and read about all the products. And we've really, as Colette said, robbed and duplicated from the corporate website and stole all the fantastic marketing tools that they have. So we just kind of compiled it together in just a smaller version. So we wanted people to be able to get excited about our products and this wonderful opportunity that Jay has so fantastically brought for us to share. This is a bit about it. It's wonderful. We had a lot of fun doing it. To be perfectly honest with you, I sat for one whole day with writer's block and could not even get started. But we went with going on it. So our company is filled with great leaders. And truthfully, some of us just haven't taken the time to take that first baby step, which is going to lead you on a wonderful journey to abundance. And to me, leadership is about inspiring people to do things that they never thought they could. And in order to succeed, I just believe that you need to lock arms with someone and just run. And that's all I have to say. And thank you, everyone. Thank you, corporate, for having me on. Thank you for your wonderful material. Thank you for Colette for being such a fabulous inspiration to me.
I feel like that needs a round of applause. I'm so honored to have you, and you did amazing. Thank you. And you guys are going to love what they put together. Colette, I didn't know if you wanted to add anything else before we transition to the PowerPoint, but Melanie, you killed it. I love that you shared your goals. Since we're talking about goals really quick, one of mine was spirituality this year, and I haven't gone a day without reading the word. So
good.
So that's been, I'm glad.
I just want to shout out to Melanie and thank her. You know, one thing, when she decided to step up into doing things and stepping out of the box, I recognized that. And everything I've asked her or, you know, leaned on her for her opinion and stuff, she's always right there. And so she really has made a commitment to step into her leadership role and organization and commit to to that. And so it's been a lot of fun and we're just getting started, but yeah, I'm super excited for you to share exactly how this all works for everyone. Samantha, thank you.
Thank you guys. Okay. So I know you're all anxiously waiting. Yeah. Melanie, I think you want to say one more thing. Hold on.
No, I just wanted to say thank you, everyone.
Sure. Thank you so much.
All right, guys.
Let's see. Spotlight my video now. Okay. So I'm sure you're wondering like, okay, I want to do my own event. I'm not really sure where to start. So I pulled up earlier our corporate Instagram. You guys, if you haven't checked out the Instagram, you're really missing out. I mean, the content that Julia has put in there, not only the pictures are beautiful, but the captions within it, they make incredible posts. So as you're, which we're going to walk through in a second, there's different steps that you take when sharing information leading up to your event that you can utilize the posts that are already there and R&D, like Jay likes to say, Robin, duplicate the content to repurpose it as your own and gain that prospect attention. So I'm going to actually share my screen and walk you through the steps, and I have some screenshots. This way we can follow along together. So let me pull that up. Okay, so like we talked about, when you promote events, you become a better version of you, and you also have the opportunity to build your business and impact the most lives because you're able to reach multiple people in one place, which is fantastic, especially when we're in a situation like now when we can't leave our houses. So first, we're going to talk about creating your product launch event on Facebook. Now, there's a few different guidelines. The long version and printable version of these steps I'm going to go over tonight are also available in Gemini University. I posted them earlier today, and they're under the event unit. So when you do your Facebook event, here's the major goal here, is really to pique interest, leading prospects to the live video, which is also going to be your event. So you have to pick a day after you create your event and just choose a date and time, right? Sometimes statistically Thursdays are good, in the evening sometime when people are home from work. You can kind of test out doing an afternoon one, maybe if it's geared towards, you know, stay-at-home moms or something like that. But you can kind of pick and choose, test it out and see what works best for you depending on where you live in the world. And then there's really a magic number. So for example, if I posted my event today, which is the 16th, I would want to make my actual event date when it's happening somewhere between 5 and 7 days after I actually create the event. So that would be either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday of next week. So that's kind of the magic number according to the Facebook algorithms. So let's pretend like I created the event today, right? I schedule it for Sunday at 6 p.m., let's say. So starting maybe tomorrow, I would want to do a little teaser post. And I could take the content from Instagram. I might want to say something like, I'm so blessed to be able to work from home, even though we're in seclusion right now, right? So you can use that. You could do a couple of product knowledge captions, maybe one on base. You could, of course, we have our Vita Week and Vita Z coming out. So you can kind of mimic your event planning around the launch date for that. Really, when you sign people up, they should be doing a business launch. I mean, this is really going to gain the traction going and get the ball moving, because statistically, when you have success, right, when you first sign up for a business, you're going to continue to want to keep that success building. So for all of you guys, if you're feeling stagnant right now, this is your opportunity to really shine. And the best part about this, you guys, is you don't have to host the live in your own event. That's why you have leadership to help you, your upline, a sideline. One of the leaders will always help you do this. So if, let's say, I was making my event, I'm the Gemini member, right? I would have Prissy or Colette actually do the live on my page on the day of. So that takes a little bit of the pressure off of you. And then as you sign people up, then you'll be able to be the host for them. So it's really, this is allows you to duplicate and continue building the business and gaining prospect attention, because you have to have those 7 to 10 exposures to even close a deal. So by posting to the days leading up to the event, people are getting used to seeing and hearing the name Gemini and the Gemini products. So they'll be more likely to take action when it actually comes time. So let's look at the way this actually looks when you're setting it up. So when you're in Facebook, you would go to events, and it's, I believe you can only do this on PC, and Colette chime in if I'm wrong, but it's definitely way more user-friendly to do it on PC. So then you hit create event.
Bam, I actually honestly just create everything from my phone.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. I just personally like to use a PC because it seems more user-friendly for me, but however you guys want to do it, it works. What works for you is perfect for us. And then we even give you the verbiage. So this is an example of verbiage you can use in your event description. So this is going to catch people's attention, right? This could be a pinned post at the top. It could be the event description. So you're just kind of telling everybody this event can be joined from anywhere, that you have an internet connection from your couch or wherever you are. And then this information is also in Gemini University in the event unit as well. So you guys can R&D all day with it. I'm excited to see how many of you guys do this because we might have a little incentive. But here's an example of verbiage for inviting them. And we've also provided this to you as well. So this is when you're sending the invite out. It might be cute to do a little video as well so people can see your face. And you could say something like, guys, I'm doing this business launch. I'm so excited. I would love for you to be there. I mean, it's just another touch point to get them to attend virtually, which it's only going to take 30 minutes, right? So now this was the letter that the ladies were talking about earlier. And I'm so excited because we were actually able to get this into the app as a shareable tool right now live. So if you go to your GoRecruit app after the call, it will be there for you. So the letter is very nicely summarized, everything Gemini is about, the different things that we offer, our products, Gemini Cares, the income opportunity, the improved quality of life. And then on the bottom here, there's different live links that are actually, if you click them, it'll bring you to our Instagram, our Facebook pages, and our YouTube channel, which is beautiful because the prospect can gain further information from there. Kevin will also be putting it as a document so you can order them from Vistaprint, and it'll be a fillable field. So you can type in your name, your distributor ID, your website link, and they'll be able to contact you easily. I know Colette also got a stamp with that information. So whichever route you guys want to go, just you want to make sure you have your contact information on there. So now here is how you actually share that new letter with a prospect maybe that you've just talked to and gained interest from the event that you launched, right? So I'm going to show you how to share this letter with a prospect on Facebook, since that's what we're talking about tonight. So of course you go to your GoRecruit app, you click on share, and then here, let me see if I can note point with my laser here. There we go. Can you guys see that? Okay, so you click on share, and then on the next screen, you're going to see the Gemini lineup at the top, and then there's going to be two different letters. One is going to be introducing Gemini International if you're a member, and I know some of you guys are founding members, so there's actually a founder's letter that's separate from the member one. So just take a look at both of those, and then you'll be able to share it on the next screen. I'll show you. So then when you add the prospect information, so this, I'm pretending Mary just messaged me because she saw my event on Facebook and she said in one of the comments in my pictures, I would love more information. Great. So I'm going to go ahead, put Mary prospect. I don't have her phone number. I don't have her email. All I know is she's messaging me on Facebook. So once you do that, then you will be able to keep on clicking through. And then you're going to, even though you see there's no phone number or email, you just need to make sure you put a first and last name. You would click on Facebook Messenger. And then, of course, you always want to make sure you go ahead and put a reminder in there. So I'm going to set mine for 24 hours. And then this is the part that I think people might get a little confused on. You actually, all you have to do is once you hit the 24 hours, you click next, and then you'll see this box pop up. So you actually, all you have to do is hit start and it'll open up Facebook Messenger for you. And it will, or the message will already be in your clipboard. Like it'll already be copied to your phone. So all you have to do is hit paste. So this is what it looks like. So when you hit start, it's going to open up Facebook Messenger. And you guys can see my latest messages from Cheryl and Toby here. But then you literally hold your finger on your phone and hit paste. And it's going to paste that whole message with the link for more information. It couldn't be more seamless. So this is just another way to utilize, and maybe they could have messaged you on Instagram too, same concept. Once you hit start from Facebook Messenger, that whole message copies to your clipboard, and then you could paste it on Instagram, you could paste it really wherever you like. So you can kind of utilize those tactics and strategies, even if you don't have a prospect's phone number or email to get them that information. So the supporting documents in your GoRecruit app, let me stop my share really quick. I don't have pictures of this, but if you go to your GoRecruit app and you click on the little hamburger menu where training is, I actually have the both letters that you can print. So you can print them out from your printers at home until they're on. I can't even remember the name of our printing software. I'm drawing a blank right now, but in our back office, Thank you. I'm like, I don't know why I just said it. But on Vista, since it's not on Vistaprint yet, because we're going to make sure that it's the final version, they are available to print yourselves now. But it's just such a powerful tool, especially now where we're kind of confined to our houses. So this is really going to be your best bet to getting your, to offering the opportunity to so many people, because people are looking for other ways to make money right now.
Because can I add something else?
Of course.
One thing I forgot to say is once you create this Facebook Live event, and some people have 300 or 400 people that they invite from Facebook to this event, that event, you guys, is there forever. And anyone that accepts that invite is basically your prospects. So I encourage also, and there's many of you guys that have done a Facebook Live event, go find it in your past events and start posting in there again. And let's use the same one to do another Facebook Live or a giveaway. And I know Sam and Kevin created verbiage, like a welcome thing and a giveaway thing. If you want to give away a 3-day sample, people love free, and you want to reward those that participate and join. So get creative. Go back for those of you who have done one and share all the new stuff that we've got, like the Gemini Cares program, and start posting in there again. I know one of our team members had over 600 people in there for her her Facebook Live launch. So I encourage you guys to go back. Now you can create a new one and do it again, or you can use that old one. The Facebook Live launches, you guys, have the makings of complete success. It's got third-party validation, constant exposure, 7 or more drippings on them. And it just gives you guys a great tool to really get out there from home to so many people. And the Facebook Live events, when you create them, even though you create it private, the people that you invite can also bring people to it. So encourage your friends to, and send out personal messages. Say, hey, I'm inviting you to this. I hope you join. You have to accept the invite in order to see everything. Go ahead and tell your friends if they're interested. Now's a really good time to boost our immune systems, be a part of a global company that is taking off, and just have a lot of fun with it. So thanks. I just wanted to add that.
Thank you, Colette. And I'm also going to show you guys in Gemini University the document that sums all of this up. There's actually an example of what the product launch actually looks like. So here it says hosting your own virtual Gemini product business launch on Facebook. Here's a 30-minute video, and we always stick to 30 minutes. Keep it short and sweet and to the point. Gain their interest so they want to ask more questions and find out more. So if you guys want to see what this looks like in real life, you can watch this video. And then here again are the steps that we went over in the PowerPoint, that verbiage I was telling you about that you can copy and paste for your event description, and then that inviting verbiage as well. So this is just another resource that we want you guys to have. But I want to see those events getting booked so I can help you hype them up. So I'm going to be in touch with the leaders this week. We'll work on some kind of incentive for whoever does them and enter you in a drawing for something good. So just make sure, just rip the bandit off, plan it, and then you have the amazing ability for one of your leaders to help you really be successful. Can you invite more people to your old event? I don't believe you could change the date of a past event. Colette, do you happen to know?
No, you can't change the date, and I'm not sure. Maybe Lori, just try and see if you can invite more people. I think for the event that has now become a past event, it's just something you can continue to post into, like bring everybody back to what we are. Mm-hmm. You won't be able to, I think, invite new people, but then you could create a new one.
And use that to announce the new one, maybe for product launches.
Right.
Awesome. I'm excited about this call tonight. I really just want you guys, we have so many amazing tools now. If you haven't been in the Go Recruit app, and I see who's using it and who's not. So make me happy. So when I check my reports next week, I see the numbers quadruple because I have redone like basically all the content in there in the last few weeks. So guys, you're going to love, literally all you have to do is share the content with prospects. That's it. And then just follow the guidelines, keep in touch with your leaders, stay plugged in like you're doing. So kudos for everyone on the call. Stay safe, you guys. Make sure you wash your hands and try not to leave your house if you don't have to. And God bless you all. Thank you. And next week, what we're going to talk about on the Monday Mindset Call is actually, we're going to bring Julia, our marketing expert, on, and she's going to teach you best practices for interacting with not only our corporate Facebook and Instagram pages, but how to leverage those to create your own content for your own posts. So stay tuned for next Monday.